This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling parties stress need for continuity to present coalition for safeguarding constitution and democracy. Election Commission approves measures regarding vehicle mobility and voting day of local level election. Nepal Electricity Authority calls for tender from prospective Indian buyers to purchase surplus Nepali electricity during monsoon season. And heavy rains in Afghanistan's several provinces kill at least 9 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Siv Vasudeva has reiterated that the present five-party coalition should continue for years to safeguard the constitution and democracy. Addressing a mass gathering organized by the coalition in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deva said they forced the electoral coalition since there was a slim chance of garnering majority for a single party under the present constitutional provision. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda claimed that the present five-party coalition was forced to safeguard positive changes achieved so far. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal said the coalition was formed to ensure good governance and development in the country. A meeting of the Local Level Election Central Mobilization Committee of the ruling coalition has decided to put coordinated efforts in the election. The meeting of the committee held at Nepali Congress Central Office Sanipar today also decided to play positive roles to complete the local level election in a free and fair manner. The committee also decided to play roles to invalidate the candidacies of the rebel candidates and update about it to the coalition partners. The Election Commission has approved the measures regarding vehicle mobility management on the voting day of local level election. As per the measures, vehicles for the essential services, candidates and their representatives are allowed to drive vehicles on the voting day, the 13th of May. It is reported that the permission for driving the vehicles rather on the voting day would be issued by the election officer and chief district officer in the format fixed by the election commission. No vehicles with foreign number plates will be given permission, whereas vehicles for essential services such as ambulances, water tankers and fire brigades, as well as the vehicles of the diplomatic missions, do not need to take any permission. Application for permission to use vehicles should be submitted by the 11th of May. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has urged the candidates to abide by the election expenditure limits set by the Commission. Issuing a statement today, the Commission reminded the political parties, candidates and their representatives to submit the detail of the election expenditure within 13 days from the date of completion of the local level election. Nepal Electricity Authority has called for tender application from prospective buyers from India to purchase the surplus electricity during the monsoon season. Making a tender announcement today, Nepal Electricity Authority has called tenders from Indian companies to buy 200 megawatt electricity in a competitive price. The authority has a plan to sell the electricity for 5 months beginning from the 1st of July to the 15th of November 2022. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Gising said the company's license for electricity trading and distribution by Central Electricity Regulatory Commission of India could participate in the bidding. The bidders must apply for minimum 50 megawatt electricity and the application must arrive before 12 noon on the 27th of May 2022. The bidder also must deposit 30,000 Indian rupees earnest money. The tender will be opened at 1 p.m. on the 27th of May itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has directed subordinate bodies to work to make people fill the government's prisons. Addressing a third quarterly progress VB meeting of the Ministry and Ministerial Development Problems Resolution Committee today, Minister Karki appealed to the subordinate agencies to work in a result-oriented manner. The minister instructed the Nepal Telecommunications Authority to address the network-related problems at the earliest. He also plans to include the agendas in the upcoming fiscal year's policy and program and budget, stating that we should work at a fast pace to meet the expectation of the public for development and prosperity. Similarly, Communications Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Arial said the works related to the digital archive would be completed within the next fiscal year and would resolve the digital signature-related problems as well. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Afghan authorities said at least 9 people were killed and 10 others injured, while 3 went missing in recent floods triggered by heavy rains in Afghanistan on Friday. The State Ministry for Disaster Management and Humanitarian Affairs wrote on Twitter that some 300 houses were destroyed and 2,000 houses were partially destroyed by the floods on Tuesday and Wednesday in 11 provinces of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. The torrential floods have also killed over 1,000 livestock and caused widespread damage to agricultural lands, crops, roads and highways. A Ukrainian YouTube channel has claimed that a small Russian military ship is burning off the coast of the Odessa region following a Ukrainian attack today. The Odessa and Transport channel claimed that the Krivak, as named by NATO, was hit by a Ukrainian Neptune torpedo near the Snake Island. Likewise, several U.S. media reports have said the U.S. provided intelligence that helped Ukraine sink the Moskva, Russia's flagship that sank in the Black Sea on April 13th. Unnamed officials said Ukraine had asked the U.S. about a ship sailing to the south of Odessa. Meantime, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has said he cannot support the EU's new sanctions package against Russia in its present form, including an embargo on Russian crude oil imports. He told state radio that the European Commission's current proposal would amount to an atomic bomb dropped on the Hungarian economy. He further added that Hungary was ready to negotiate if it sees a new proposal that would meet Hungarian interests. The 19th Asian Games, also known as ASEAN 2022, scheduled to take place in China in September, has been postponed. In a press statement, the Olympic Council of Asia said the regional event, originally scheduled to be held in Hangzhou, China from September 10 to 25th, has been postponed due to surging cases of COVID-19 in China. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling parties stressed need for continuity to present coalition for safeguarding constitution and democracy. Election Commission approves measures regarding vehicle mobility and voting day of local level election. Nepal Electricity Authority calls for tender from prospective Indian buyers to purchase surplus Nepal electricity during monsoon season. And heavy rains in Afghanistan's several provinces kill at least 9 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.